This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The rate of liver cancer has been increasing in the U.S. 38% in this country between 2003 and 2012. Texas has the highest incidence in this country of the most common form of the disease. In this edition of Vital Signs, I hear why from Dr. Amit Singhal, an associate professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
We think this is really related to a clustering of risk factors. The most common risk factor in the United States is actually chronic hepatitis C. Patients born between 1945 and 1965 are actually very high risk for having chronic hepatitis C. These patients are now aging to the point where they have severe underlying liver disease or cirrhosis, and they're at high risk for developing primary liver cancer.
Why so high a level of hepatitis C in this country to begin with?
Many of these baby boomers went through a period where we didn't actually recognize hepatitis C. We didn't know about it. And so any kind of blood exposure that people received during their childhood and actually even into their 20s or 30s, you were at risk for acquiring hepatitis C. So as you know, in the 1970s, 1980s, there was a lot of IV drug, intranasal cocaine that was going on. Mm-hmm. And these are risk factors for acquiring hepatitis C. The other thing is, even if you received a blood transfusion in the 1970s, 1980s, that could have also been a risk factor for acquiring hepatitis C. Going back to why are we seeing high rates of increasing primary liver cancer, The other risk factor that's becoming more and more common in the United States is something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This is a liver disease that's related to being overweight or having underlying diabetes. This can cause cirrhosis. This can cause liver cancer, just like drinking, just like hepatitis C, just like hepatitis B. Many people don't understand that. They're unaware of that. And so what we're seeing this is one of the most common causes now, and it's rapidly increasing, as you can imagine.
Now, that speaks to rising cases of liver cancer across the U.S., but as I understand it, Texas has the highest incidence in the country of primary liver cancer. Why Texas?
It's probably a clustering of these same risk factors. The other thing is actually probably genetics. We actually have a higher Hispanic population than other parts of the country. Mm. And Hispanics actually have a genetic predisposition to developing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
How do you guard against or lower the risk of liver cancer?
That's a good question. So unfortunately, right now, we don't have good chemopreventive agents. So we can't give you a medication to help reduce your risk of primary liver cancer.
Even though we know we have this higher incidence of it here in Texas.
Yeah. The only thing we can try to do is prevent the risk factors. There are effective treatments where we can cure hepatitis C. So if we can identify you as having hepatitis C, treat you and cure you, that can reduce your risk of primary liver cancer. Similarly, we would recommend you not drink heavily. We would recommend overweight people to diet and exercise and lose weight so you can correct your underlying liver disease and thereby reduce your chance of developing primary liver cancer. The nice thing is about primary liver cancer, quote unquote nice, is that we know the at-risk population. This doesn't happen in average risk patients. Over 90% of primary liver cancer that happens in the United States happens in the setting of cirrhosis. Chronic liver disease that you've had for years progresses to cirrhosis, and then you're at higher risk for developing primary liver cancer. Now, the issue is when you get to that stage, you often have a 2 to 4% chance of developing primary liver cancer every year. So that means if you have cirrhosis for 5 years, that means you have over like a 10% risk of developing primary liver cancer over that time. If you don't have cirrhosis, your risk is actually very, very low.
Still, the key here is catching the cancer early. So yeah. What are symptoms of liver cancer to be aware of?
Unfortunately, you can't wait for it to become symptomatic. If you wait for it to become symptomatic, that's often because the cancer is quite large. And then you're in a worse situation where we don't have curative treatments available. The key thing is finding people who have cirrhosis and to do regular screening on them. What we typically recommend is a simple test. It's an ultrasound. So it's the same test that we do on pregnant women when you're checking out the baby. It's a simple abdominal ultrasound that you get every 6 months. And if you have that done, you actually are able to find the majority of cancers at an early stage.
Dr. Singhal, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.